I'm not a preacher for sales. Mm-hmm. Sure, let alone in talk. Mm-hmm. I got, I'm gonna tell you what I got caught up in over time. Then we move on. I had a friend of mine, a white gentleman. He ran a store up here on the side of the road. And we were good friends. What other store I was going to get? It been 2 years ago. We long as BFW, the gentleman, I'm a chaplain in Atlanta, and I hadn't been for several years. He always called me preacher. One, because he says, my aunt passed, and we're going to have a memorial service at the cemetery. Certain hour. I said, if you got time, come by. I said, I don't mind at all. I said, we're friends. I come. I said, I know why. If we had to go somewhere to her to get there. We got there, the family was there. And then my family was there talking. And right he came on to me and said, preacher said, we're about ready for the service. I had to do the eulogy. I could have got out and said, we could have cried. I said, golly. Now he could have told me all this. He tell me nothing.
Yeah, sounds like my ride up here.
I said, oh Lord. I guess I done a pretty good job, but Lord have mercy. I always said, don't ever do that anymore. And later he passed. He had his service at the funeral home, and his family asked me to sit up there at the funeral. Well, I did at the funeral home, because the white gentleman had done the eulogy, and we got to the cemetery, asked me to say something else. I said, what in the world is all? And when they all over, one of the daughters walked up and gave me a check for $75. And I get back to her. And she said, I'd rather heard what you had to say than what the ministry had to say. I said, okay. I've had a lot of experience in life. Mm-hmm. I hope I don't have that many more. I don't think I can take it.
Well, they call you deacon for a reason, right? You've been called, well, everybody's calling you deacon.
Well, they ordained me for deacon, is what they said.
They're the enemy.
I said, they ordained me, they said, for deacon. I accepted, but I didn't agree. Mm-hmm. When they got rid of ordained me, they said, oh, not like they used to, not like they did now. It's been, I was ordaining them in 40, somewhere in the 40s. Mm-hmm. After they examine you, they look at you for a year or something. Back, they had me on trial when I went in the service. And they got there, church full of folk. That's both of me. So anybody seeing just cause, this man should not be ordained a deacon. Speak now, or hold your peace hereafter. I was sitting in the chair. I started doing that, and then the old preacher behind me said, "Sit down." I said, "Oh, back down." I said, "Lord have mercy." Like, yes, sit down.
He couldn't get out.
Yeah. That's, everybody, when somebody calls somebody a deacon, that's nothing to play with. Mm-hmm. And you got to be mighty careful. I don't know who qualifies. Sometimes I think I'm doing some type of it. I know I don't meet all the qualifications. I know. I know that down in my heart. Okay, I'm through.
But you let him do it anyway.
Yes, I've been trying to make it ever since. Mm-hmm.
But you're doing all of, people see you as this. They see you as sort of this community leader, and your involvement in the church, your involvement in the community, things that you're trying to do that connect the church to the community, or places where you see the church not